Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV. I'm out here in Manchester for a huge domestic dust-up between Jordan Gill and Zelfa Barrett, which I'm looking forward to, Eddie. But first and foremost, how's things?
Things are good. Vegas last week, great show. Obviously here in Manchester this week. Haney Garcia next week in Brooklyn. You going to that?
I know Combs out there.
Combs out there. And then Liverpool, next gen. Canelo the week after. Can't claim that one, but it's on DAZN. May the 11th in Mexico. And then straight to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And then the week after, Catra against Taylor. So it's a good run. And then we go into June. Of course, Subriel Matias defends his world title. June 1st, the 5v5. Best card I've ever seen. Wait till it's announced on Monday. June 25th, Estrada against Bam. Non-stop. So looking forward to it. And very intrigued about this main event. I think it's a great fight.
Definitely. I will touch on that, but I think we are pressed for time here. So when I was driving down to Manchester yesterday, I was half thinking, is there any breaking news stories that I can talk to Eddie about? Because it's been quite quiet. And then boom, Jerome Ennis, boom, this purse bid. So I'll go straight with the purse bid. I seen your tweet. You seem frustrated. You seem annoyed. It's another one last minute as well. Just talk to me about this whole scenario.
That's the main thing. If you don't fancy a fight or you don't think your fight is good enough to win, that's absolutely no problem. But you've got to stop pulling out the day of the purse bid or the day before the purse bid. Isaac Chamberlain has known that Chev Clark is the mandatory for 2 months. So for 2 months, we've been waiting to try and make that fight or the inevitable purse bid, which came yesterday. We've got dates held for that fight. You know, Chev has had to wait because the fight's been ordered. And then they pull out on the day of the purse bid, an hour and 20 minutes before, when we've sent representatives down to Cardiff to bid what would have been life-changing money for both of them and also the biggest purses of their career. So I don't have a problem with fighters pulling out of fights if you don't think, but don't fuck other fighters around. Forget me. You're messing with fighters' careers, and it's not fair. You know, Richard Briakpor pulled out on the day of the purse bid against Jai Oppertaia after a big negotiation period. Fraser Clark pulled out on the day of the purse bid. Isaac Chamberlain pulled out on the day of the purse bid. Adam Azim pulled out, I think, the day before the purse bid. And, you know, Beatrice Ferreira, Caroline Dubois, they just swerved that one like a fucking train. But it's just frustrating. And I don't like the whole, there's an agenda against us and, you know, we want to sit down and talk to her. How can you honestly say that when you won't allow one fight to happen that's not even being discussed? It's being ordered to happen. So, yeah, it was really annoying because I want to get Chev moving. He's important to us. I think he beats all those domestic heavyweights, cruiserweights. And now we've got to just make sure we get him out for the British title ASAP. So I was disappointed. Like, again, I have no problem with Isaac Chamberlain not, or his team, knowing that Chev beats him. We all know Chev beats Isaac Chamberlain. Just move out of the way. Like, and you've got the excuse there, we're fighting for the European title. I mean, the whole thing's about Vidal Riley. It's nothing to do with the European title. And not being funny, Isaac Chamberlain against Sislak has got about as much attraction as, I don't know, fucking UV Lee Ian.
Smoke Lee Ian.
Probably would. So, but anyway, no problem. Just like, just a little bit of transparency would be nice. And I don't think it's fair to mess fighters around.
You said that about the sit down. Now, Ben has made that. He would never met you. He would like to sit down with you. I think it was on TalkSport he mentioned this, that he would like to meet you, sit down with you and get fights made. Now, where do you sit on that? Would you be willing to sit with Ben?
Look, I'm working around the world in a lot of areas of the business, not just boxing. Frank Smith is pretty much running the boxing side on the ground. He's got regular communication with Ben Shalom. They talk regularly about fights. He's got absolutely no reason to sit down with me. I don't have a problem doing it. But also, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I'm not going to sit down with Ben Shalom to discuss a British title fight. Like, Frank can do that. That's what Frank does. He's been doing it. It's got nothing to do with me. They just pulled every one of their fighters out of the fight. So you have to be a clown to see anything else other than that, you know.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So, Ben can say what he wants, and we're always open to meeting. But, you know, just, I get it. They can't win. Like, every one of those fights, they wouldn't have won. So I don't blame them, but just there's a way to do it. And you got to, the problem is the fighters are getting loads of stick as well. And they're going through a lot of criticism and tough times because of the way that it's being handled. You're better off just being straight up, just saying that. We're going, you know, with Isaac, just say a couple of weeks ago, we're going in another direction. We feel like we're beyond British level now. That's all right. That's what I'd say if I didn't fancy the fight. Like, you know, we're all partial to a porky pie, but a flat-out stone-cold lie, like, thrown in with a little bit of it's an agenda, just don't sit well. So just say, we've got other plans. It's all right. It's okay. But frustrating, because I know Chev beats Isaac Chamberlain. But good luck to him.
Eddie Jerome Ennis then, that brings me on to Jerome Ennis. What a signing that is. When you look at that welterweight division, it's always been that marquee division in boxing, with Terence Crawford maybe hovering up to 154 now. That fight probably can't get made markability standpoint with Jerome Ennis, but we know you've got Conor Benn, we know you've got Jerome Ennis. We'll get your thoughts on that fight if it's possible to make, but just talk to me about how happy you are as a promoter to get Jerome Ennis.
You know, he messaged me last night, Boots, and says, we broke the internet. I knew it would be big, right? But it was massive, that announcement. Like, the response has been incredible. And you know the power, Andy, of an announcement that no one knows anything about? It's like 10 times that of one that gets leaked. I mean, Coppinger actually messaged me and said, oh, you know, you could have given me the heads up on this one. I was like, what? Look at the power of the announcement of no one knowing. And like the retweets, the quote tweets, the interactions, massive. Everyone in boxing knows how good Boots is. He's a pound-for-pound talent. We've just got to show the world, and we've got to get him active. You're right in what you say. A lot of those welterweights now and moving up to 54. So hopefully it might be a little bit easier to get the unifications. Stanionis, Barrios probably to come up. Conor Benn, of course, that's a fight that could take place even in the UK. This kid's a serious fucking dude, Jerron Ennis. I believe he's going to be undisputed at 47, undisputed at 54. I even see him going to middleweight in time. We've got to get him active, get him out in Philadelphia. He's had a mandatory call already. Let's box that off and move on to the big fights. And very, very honoured. And 5 years I've been trying to sign this kid. Five years.
I seen a clip you put out 5 years ago when you were speaking about him.
Him and Devin Haney, I think they're the future of boxing. Said it 5 years ago.
You know your stuff.
Exactly. I got Devin and now I got Boots. So, you know, I think just can't wait to see him in action. I think he's a superstar.
You mentioned there with Jerron Ennis and Devin Haney, like, you had a lot of stick from the American promoters. Yeah, you had a lot of stick from American promoters about you stepping into that American market, but now you've got, you work with Devin Haney, now you've signed Jerron Boots Ennis. What do you think, like, these, you know, Leonard Elbies and Oscar De La Hoya are going to say about this?
It doesn't matter what they say about it. Cream always rises to the top. Facts. Don't forget, we worked with Canelo Alvarez for six fights, putting on some of the biggest fights of his career. And we're doing Estrada against Bam. You know, like, we are the biggest promotional company in America. And right now, I'm talking to four or five fighters in the pound-for-pound top 12, top 15 at the worst case. And if I choose to sign them, I think it's over. But I won't let a fighter down. I'm not going to make promises that we can't keep. So Boots is just the beginning. Watch this space.
I get one quick one on Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury basically saying that he will not fight Joshua next after his fight with Usyk. It's going to be two fights with Usyk and then two fights with Joshua. Just how do you see this fight going?
Yeah, again, contractually there's two fights. We'll see what happens. AJ did his bit against Ngannou. Let's see if Tyson Fury can do the business against Usyk May the 18th. Massive fight.
Sports Social Podcast Network.